I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a dear and valued friend. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan, Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Big day.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, let's see. I believe checking this morning, it's still minus 10. Saints favored by 10. The over-under 47.5 points. The Bears are going to need to score. I think we saw the game plan, Brad, last week, the same one you used against Green Bay. Keep that offense off the field. Eat some clock. This time, though, it's going to take the defense. This time, it's going to take Khalil Mack redeeming himself.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have some explosive plays. I think we talked about that earlier this week, that they could not methodically drive down the field and finish with touchdowns against the Packers. They did on the opening drive of the game, which took about half the first quarter. But after that, they kind of struggled in the red zone, and the Saints are a much better defense, I think, than Green Bay. So the idea that they're going to be able to go 12, 13, 14 plays for 70, 75 yards, whatever it is, and get in the end zone, that's going to be awful tough sledding. So they're going to have some explosive plays mixed in there, and the defense is going to have to step up. And fortunately, the defense is getting fired up for this game. Khalil Mack talked about there's a lot of disrespect that we have been hearing yesterday. I'm not particularly sure what disrespect is out there for the Bears. I think by and large, from a national standpoint, most people aren't talking about the Bears at all right now, and for good reason. They were 8-8. I don't know how you go 8-8 and back into the playoffs and then feel like you're in a position where you can be disrespected, but if that's what it takes to give them a little extra bit of motivation, sure, why not? You just wonder, because typically they tell you that they're operating with what? Earmuffs and blinders on as to not catch any of the outside noise. But I guess if the outside noise, make-believe or not, fits what they're seeking, you wrap your arms around it and you run with it, right?
Yep. Force blinders so and earmuffs.
Let's lean into that then, Brad. So when Khalil Mack, it's a bottom line industry, and the bottom line is the last two seasons he's played in every game and he's had single-digit sack seasons. He's not had a double-digit sack year since the first year in Chicago. When he talks about redemption on Sunday that is available to the Bears, how badly does he need it? How badly does he need to play well in a big moment to remind us that he can?
That would be huge. If he could go out and have one of those game wrecker performances, I think you'd look at it and you'd say, hey, yeah, this is it. This is why they're paying the guy what they are. But he hasn't been able to really put that together this season. He's had 9 sacks. He's made some plays here or there. But I don't think you look at him on a game-out and game-out basis and say, yeah, I get why he's one of the very highest-paid defensive players in the National Football League. He's going to have a huge game here. And you want to talk about a quarterback that's hard to get after. That's Drew Brees, and it's not because he can move around. It's because the ball comes out of his hands so quickly. He knows what coverage you're in, and the play caller, Sean Payton, does a really good job of designing things for him to get the ball out quickly. Plus, they've got a very good offensive line for that Saints team.
Listen, the only way to beat them is to start with the lead, is to get some points and put them in predictable situations. The guy's a really good play caller. They've got a good offensive line. They got a quarterback that's been there and done it. But they are not this juggernaut that is unbeatable. We've seen them go out in the playoffs and really kind of ruin the party. They won a Super Bowl, and that's fantastic. They've also had a lot of heartbreaking moments.
Yeah, the Saints have been certainly disappointing for their fans in the postseason recently. And I look at them this year, 12-4, first place in the NFC South. But you dig a little deeper, and the only team they've beaten with a winning record is the Buccaneers. Now, they beat Tampa Bay twice, but it's not like they've gone out there and done it against some really good football teams time and time again this season. So and with Drew Brees and the arm strength, which depending on who you talk to may or may not have been affected by the most recent ribs injury, and the arm strength wasn't great to start with. You know, they've got some issues there that I think they're trying to cover up. That defense is pretty darn good, but it would, I think it would take a real run for New Orleans to get to the Super Bowl, and they're going to have to be playing maybe a little bit better than they have been.
So, Brad, let's look at where we are with the Bears in terms of headlines this afternoon. Matt Nagy said he's going to provide some clarity about who might be available and who won't be available. What do you anticipate to hear when we hear from the Bears coach later today?
Well, as I understand it, they've prepared all week as if Roquan Smith will not be available. So I don't believe that Roquan will be able to play. And I believe that there is considerable doubt about the availability of Darnell Mooney. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days, but earlier in the week I was told that was looking like maybe a good chance Mooney would not be available. Cordarrelle Patterson's missed the last couple of days for personal reasons. Hopefully he can get back in the mix. But the big ones to watch right here, obviously, are Roquan, the team's leading tackler, the guy who's consistently made plays for him on defense this season, and Darnell Mooney, who has really emerged as a guy that they want on the field almost all the time in the second half of the season.
You know, if you're going to beat a team like this, you got to win the turnover battle, and you got to somehow score defensively, special teams, whatever. You need, I agree with you, explosive plays, but you need special plays.
Yeah, oh, big time. And the Saints have got a super special returner. They've got their own version of Cordarrelle Patterson, so they are a well-coached special teams unit. And the Bears have done real well on teams this year. They finished 8th overall in Football Outsiders ranking. So the Bears have done a nice job, but they're going to have their hands full here. And you talk about the big plays. I think I mentioned it earlier in the week. New Orleans number one in the league, guys, with it's either 18 or 19 interceptions this season. They create big plays in the secondary. Now, they also give up some opportunities for him. One thing I think we should watch for during the game Sunday is double moves by the Bears wide receivers on the outside. And I would think Matt Nagy would look for an opportunity to try to get to that early in the game. You know, put that out there, plant the seed for those opposing defensive backs, because they've got to be able to get the ball downfield. A guy that would have to step up for the Bears, guys, this week, and he's sort of been Mr. Invisible for quite a while now, is Anthony Miller. If Darnell Mooney can't go, or if he's in a situation where he's not going to be able to give you a whole lot, you've got to have somebody else on the outside. And Miller's a guy who, you go back and you look at all the way back to the first Vikings game in mid-November, he's had more than 28 yards receiving in one game since then. So he's been completely minimized in the offense. The playing time has taken a hit as well. That's a guy right there. He's going to have to step up, and he had 8 catches for 73 yards the first time they played the Saints. We have seen him make big plays previously. It's going to take a lot of these guys having big games, I think, for the Bears to pull off what would be the biggest upset of the weekend.
All right, Brad, I picked the Saints 35-24. Mully's out on a limb. He picked the Bears. What say you?
Guys, I got the Saints winning this one 34-17.
Oops.
Well, I think here, if you're looking at the four units and you're saying rank them, 1 through 4, from starting with the best, I think the number one unit right now going into this game is the Saints defense.
Right.
Of the four. And yeah. I think the number two unit is the Saints offense. I think the number three unit is poor as it's been playing lately, is probably the Bears defense. And then you've got the Bears offense. Can they go down there and spring an upset? Absolutely. It could happen. It's going to take so much to go right for them. And that's been one of the bugaboos this season. You know, they've got a really good game plan last week, and it goes well for a long time until the whole thing unravels and they lose by 19 points to the Packers. So they've got a hit on almost everything.
Good stuff,
yep,
Brad.
It's great. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, guys, have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.